Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir Daf Vav, and we will begin on Daf Hey Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, Tanan. In our previous shiur, we had learned a machloikus, a Rav Masna, and Bar Pada. The Mishnah taught us that Stam Naziris, if somebody accepts upon himself Naziris, the halacha is, without identifying how long he wants that Naziris to be, it's 30 days. The Gemara quoted a machlokes of Rav Masna bar Pada, how we get to that number. Rav Masna said, because the gematria of the word yia, kodesh yia, is 30, so from there we learn that a stam naziris is 30 days. Bar Pada had learned it because the Torah mentions the word nazir 29 times. And then the Gemara, based on that, had discussed quite extensively. So now what is the nafkamina? And we said that according to Rav Masna, you need 30 days. According to Bar Pada, you only need 29 days. So Gemara asked that the Mishnah we're going to learn later in our Masecht on Daf Tazayim and Aleph taught us that if somebody took on a Naziris for 30 days, took on a Naziris, he could already cut his hair on day number 30. So according to Bar Pada, that says you really only nazir for 29 days, it's understandable. But according to Rav Masna, how could you have taken a haircut on day 30? You haven't completed your term. So the Gemara said, at the end of our previous year, Rav Masna subscribes to a concept of mixas ayoyim kikulay. And since he began the 30th day, once the 30th day begins, we say mixas ayoyim kikulay, and even though he hasn't kept the entire day 30 with Naziris, it's enough to say that he kept his entire term. And says the Gemara. So we've now introduced into our shiurim the concept of the mixas ayoyim kikulay. Ask the Gemara Tanan, the Mishnah that we just quoted, the Mishnah that we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem on Daf Tezayin of an Aleph, says already nazir shloshim yoyim. If somebody says that he's going to be a nazir for 30 days, the Mishnah there says, im gilach yoyim shloshim, if he takes a haircut on the 30th day, lo yotzo. But why would that be the case? Why don't we say, mixas hayoyim kekuloy? Answers the Gemara, ba'ayim mishleimim. If somebody said, hareni nazir, by saying hareni nazir shloshim yoyim, so the Rishonim explain, why would you need to say that? Isn't every naziris 30 days? By mentioning the 30 days, that's the way most Rishonim learn. By mentioning the 30 days, what you're trying to say is that I want my naziris to be 30 days, 30 full days, and not rely on mixas ayoyim kikulay. That's the way some Rishonim explain this Gemara. I saw that other Rishonim explain that it's not because of that. It's referring to a situation where the person explicitly said yomim shleimim. Since he explicitly said that, we take it to mean that he has to wait till the 30 days pass. Continues the Gemara, Tanan. That Mishnah that we keep on referring to discusses a situation of Mishnah Nazir Shtei Naziris. If somebody took upon himself two Naziris. In other words, as the Rush explains, he said, Harei Elai Beis Naziris. Or some Rishonim say, what he said, Hareni Nazir, and then he repeated himself and said, Hareni Nazir again. So he has to keep two terms of Naziris. The halacha is, he brings his kabbanis, umegalech es harishonim, and shaves his hair after the completion of the first Naziris, yom shloim shema echad. That should take place on day number 31. Vashniya, and the second Naziris, this procedure should take place on Yom Shishim Ve'echad. Because as soon as on day 31, he finishes, he does whatever he needs to do to complete his first Naziris, immediately his second Naziris begins. And since immediately his second Naziris begins, so therefore, by day 61, 30 days have passed. And the reason that's acceptable, explains Tosfos, what would be if somebody said, in the middle of the day, I'm a Nazir? So that day will be considered day one. Here too, once he finishes on that day, he completes on that day the first Naziris, and he does whatever he needs to do to end the first Naziris, so immediately, even though it's already in the middle of the day, the second Naziris commence. So points out the Gemara. Bishlam l'Rav Masna, Nicha, according to Rav Masna, everything is quite understandable. On day 30, he finished his first Naziris, and then on day 31, he does what a Nazir does when he finishes Naziris, bringing the Kabbanis, taking the haircut. And then immediately on that day, as we just said, he begins the second Naziris. And then on day 60, 30 days have passed. And that's why on day 61, he could bring the Kabbanis and take the haircut. But ask the Gemara, Ela Bar Pada, according to Bar Pada, that Stam Naziris is 29 days. So why does he have to wait to take the haircut and bring the Kabbanis for day 31? He should be able to do it already on day 30. He should already be do 31. So the Rishonim ask a question. We learned in our previous year that even according to Bar Pada, that technically he should be able, after 29 days, he finishes the Naziris, and therefore on day 30 he should do the haircut and the Kabbanis. But Chazal made a gzeira. So why is that not said as the teretz, that even Bar Pada agrees to the gzeira? So the Rishonim explain that when do we say that the halacha is that we should wait for, and we'll see this maybe even clearer in the Gemara, for day 31, that's only in a situation where day 30, where he's not going to be continuing into another Naziris. But here, where he's going to be continuing into another Naziris, that's different. Other Rishonim take a much simpler approach. They say, indeed, the Gemara could have said that, and indeed, the Gemara is going to suggest that. But the Gemara, the derech of the Gemara, the style of the Gemara, is many times to ask a question and give a teretz which is obvious. Amalach b'pada, but says b'pada ema seifa. The seifa of that Mishnah says, "Im gilachas rishayin liyam shloishim, if you took the haircut and brought the kabbanis on day 30, megalachas yashni liyam shishim, because 60 days will day 60 will be 30 days from then. So what do we see? That you could take a haircut on day 30. But if we're going to follow the opinion of Rav Masna, you shouldn't be able to take the haircut on day 30. Says the Gemara, what do we see from that Mishnah? Sefer Mesailei, the Sefer clearly proves that Rav Pada is correct, that a Naziris is really 29 days. And since a Naziris is 29 days, on day 30 you could take the haircut. If that's the case, why did the Rashi say that he should wait for day 31? It's referring to a situation, says the Gemara, but I'm a shleimim. He said that he wants 30 days. And as we learned previously, it's not only in a case where he said explicitly that he wants the Naziris to be 30 full days. Even in a case where he just said Hareni Nazir, we learned the Chazal made a gzeira that because in a case where he says Hareni Nazir Shloishim Yoim, or as we learned earlier in our shiur, maybe you have to say Hareni Nazir Shloishim Yoim Shleimim. There, Bar Pada will agree, you have to keep 30 days. So in order to avoid any mistake, always should you keep 30 days and only take the haircut on day 31. But ask the Gemara, but Rav Masna says that you have to wait for day 31. Why do you have to wait for day 31? Because the Naziris is 30 days. So ask the Gemara or Amasna, Kashne Sefer. Why is in the Sefer the Mishnah teaching us you could take the haircut on day 30? Answers the Gemara, Amalach Ramasna. Ramasna replies, Kektani Sefer, Yoim Shloshim Oilu Kan Alakan. We learn, as we best, the Gemara is going to jump into this, that we learn the concept of Mixas Yoim Kekuloi. So therefore, it's only since even though it's only day 30, Mixas Yoim Kekuloi treats that day as if it's over. And even though it's only day 30, you could take your haircut and bring your kabbanis. Says the Gemara, Mahi. So why do we see that we say Mixtzi Yom Kippuloi? Mahi. What's the day we say it? Because we say the concept of Mixtzi Yom Kippuloi. Ask the Gemara, we already know that we apply the concept of Mixtzi Yom Kippuloi. Ask the Gemara, Amar Chada Zimra. We learned that if somebody accepts upon himself a Naziris, if somebody says, the ratio of that Mishnah says, that if somebody says Hareini Nazir, and then he takes a haircut on Yom Shloshim, the halacha, even Rav Masna will agree it's acceptable because we say Mixtzi Yom Kippuloi. So why does the Mishnah, the same Mishnah in the Sefer, have to repeat the halacha of Mixtzi Yom Kippuloi? Answers Gemara, Ma'atei Mahani Milin Yechad Naziris. When do we apply the concept of Mixtzi Yom Kippuloi? Where a person said Hareini Nazir, and therefore on day 30, we will allow him with the concept of Mixtzi Yom Kippuloi to take a haircut as soon as part of the day passed. But here, we want to apply the case, we want to apply the concept of Mixtzi Yom Kippuloi twice in that day, that the end of the Naziris should be sufficient with just part of day 30, and the beginning of the next Naziris, day 1, should be able to be considered day 1, even though you haven't kept the entire day. Says the Gemara, to say Mixtzi Yom Kippuloi twice in one day in different directions, maybe I can't do that. Says the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah is teaching us, Kamash Malon, that we could say Mixtzi Yom Kippuloi even twice. So Rebbeinu Peretz asks a question. As we quoted that Mishnah earlier in our shir, the Mishnah said that if somebody presumably is doing the right thing, and he takes the haircut only on day 31. Day 31 is considered the day that you did whatever you had to do to complete the Naziris. And also it's considered the first of the next Naziris. So we see that we're saying Mixtzi Yom Kippuloi twice in one day. So why does the Mishnah have to repeat that we say Mixtzi Yom Kippuloi twice in one day? So he answers a simple teretz. He says, to say Mixtzi Yom Kippuloi in day 31 twice is not such a big chiddush. Because day 31 is already after the whole 30 days have passed. But to say Mixtzi Yom Kippuloi on day 30, that's a very big chiddush. Because the beginning of the day, we're applying to the old Naziris. And the end of the day, we're applying to the new Naziris. To say that is a chiddush, and that's what is taught in this case that we didn't learn earlier. Continues the Gemara. Tanan, as we continue studying that Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Im gilech yom shishim chas achad yoytze. If you took a haircut on day 59 for the second Naziris, it's acceptable. Shiyom shloshim oylem min minyan. Day 30 can be considered part of the old Naziris and part it could be considered part of the old Naziris and part of the new Naziris. So says the Gemara, Bishlam al Rav Masna Nicha. We could understand why the Mishnah had to bring this case as well. Because we're applying the concept of Mixtzi Yom Kippuloi twice. Ela Bapada Lomali. Why Bapada, what's the Chiddush in this case? Ha-Mishloshim Chasechad. He says that the Naziris is only 29 days. So of course day 30 could be for both. And as again, we repeat the chiddush that we said a moment ago. To say Mixtzi Yom Kippuloi on a day that really should have been a day that you kept Naziris, and to say that day I'm going to say Mixtzi Yom Kippuloi twice is a chiddush. But the next day, how can we say it? Amalach, so Rapada says, Anan Nami HaSamcha. I say that really Naziris is 29 days. And since the Naziris is 29 days, that's why the Mishnah could teach us that day 30 could be the first day of the next Naziris. If not, I maybe wouldn't have said it. Tanan asked the Gemara another question about Pada. The Mishnah says, Misha Mareini Nazir. The Mishnah says, if somebody accepts upon himself Naziris, Nitme Yom Shloshim, if he becomes Tamei on the 30th day, Tzoy Ser Esakol. The halach is, he has to start all over again. So ask the Gemara, Bishlam Rav Masna Nicha, because he holds until the Naziris is over, the halacha, as we've learned previously, if one becomes tamei during his term of Naziris, the halacha tells us that he has to become, it causes that whatever he did is meaningless, and he has to start all over again. He has to become tar, bring the kabbonis that a nazir that becomes tamei has to bring, and start all over again. And therefore we can understand Rav Masna's opinion, because Rav Masna says you need 30 days to pass. So of course Tosfos asks the obvious question, Rav Masna, we've been learning already for the last two shiurim, doesn't need 30 days to pass. He's relying on the concept of the mikzvah siyum kekulay. So why, if you become tamei on the day 30, is it considered as if you became tamei during your naziris? Your naziris is over after part of the day is over. So Tosfos answers, we only apply the concept of mikzvah siyum kekulay if the person did something to show the naziris is over, even though it's only day 30. But if he hasn't done anything, and it's still only day 30, according to Rav Masna, then the halach is, we just don't automatically apply mikzvah yom kekulay. We only can apply the mikzvah yom kekulay when you bring the kabbonis. And that ends the first naziris, and we say based on mikzvah yom kekulay. But if you have not brought the kabbonis yet, we cannot apply yet the concept of mixus as yoim kekulay. And as the Achrayim explain what Tosfos means, as long as the Nazir did not bring the kabbonis to formally conclude his term of Naziris, he's still considered a Nazir. And still, since he's still considered a Nazir, he can't become Tamei. And if he does become Tamei, the halacha will actually be that it's as if he became Tamei during his term of Naziris. And the Netziv actually uses this concept that we just studied regarding an Ovel as well. We know the Gemara Masechta Ma'akotin, the Afiyot Tes of Abayis, teaches us that on the last day of the Shiva, we also apply the halacha of Mikzvah Siyum Kekulay. But when does that happen? Says the Netziv, as long as people are still being menachem the Ovel, the Ovel's still sitting on the chair, on the low chair, on the floor, and people are coming to menachem him, even though the seventh day has already begun, we will not apply the concept yet of mikzvah siyum kekulay. And therefore the Ovel will not be allowed to wash himself or do any, he has to follow all the halachos of the Shiva. We don't end, the Shiva doesn't end until the Ovel ends the Shiva. There are no people coming to menachem him. Many people have the minig that people tell the Ovel, get up from your Shiva. Then, and only then, is the halacha that the Shiva ends. And it's not just because part of the day passes do we automatically say mikzvah siyum kekulay and that the Shiva ends. So again, Bishlam Rav Masna, we could understand, given the explanation that we just gave, Baruch Hashem, why if he becomes tamei on day 30, he is still considered, he's treated like a nazir that became tamei. El Abapada, that really the naziris ends after 29 days pass, kasha, why if he becomes tamei on day 30, is the halacha telling us that he has to treat it as if he's a nazir that became tamei. Amlach Bapada, says Bapada, Amos Sefer. Let's continue learning the Mishnah. Rav Elazar Omer Einam Mosayis El Shiva. That if this were to happen, the halacha is that he has to wait only 7 days. Now let's think about this. A nazir that becomes tamei during the term of his naziris has to start all over again and from scratch. Rav Elazar says that he only has to wait 7 days. So the way the Rishonim explained what the Gemara means to say is, he has to wait 7 days because it takes him 7 days to become Tohar. But it's not considered as if he became Tamei. It's not considered as if he became Tamei during his Naziris. Because if the halacha, according to Rabbi Elazar, were to treat it that way, then the halacha ought to be that he should have to make up the entire term of his Naziris. The fact that he only waits 7 days,
say to Rishonim, it's only because he can't bring his kabbonis until he's tar, which takes a minimum of 7 days. V'isa akadatach, says the Gemara, if the halacha is shloshim b'inim, that you not finish your naziris until the 30 days pass, and therefore if you become tamei even on day 30, it should be tamei like you were tamei during the period, any day during your period of naziris. So then this the kula. Why is 7 days adequate? He should have to make up. He should have to make up all of the days that he lost. He should have to make up the entire term. Answers the Gemara. Ksav Rabbi Lezer Mixasiyon Kekuloi. Rabbi Lezer says that we apply the concept of Mixasiyon Kekuloi. And the way I think the way to understand the Gemara at this point is what the Gemara means to say is that we explained that it's not so clear how you can or can't apply Mixas Yom Kekulay. And maybe that is the machloikus of Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim. According to Rebbe Lezer, Mixas Yom Kekulay is applied very simply. As soon as the 30th day begins, we apply the concept of Mixas Yom Kekulay. And we need not think about anything else. Whereas the other opinion holds that no, Mixas Yom Kekulay, as we explained, Tosfos said, is only applied if you end the Naziris by bringing the Kabbonis. Without that, we can't automatically apply the concept of Mixas Yom Kekulay. Continues the Gemara, Tanan. We're going to learn in that Mishnah. If somebody said, Hareni Nozomei Yoim, he took on himself a term of 100 days. Nitme Yoim Meya, and then he becomes Tamei on the 100th day, the Loch is Soysas Akol. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Ein Soysa El Shloshim Yoim. Rabbi Lezer says 30 days. If that happens on the 100th day, the last day of the term, he only has to redo 30 days. But, asked the Gemara, if what we just learned is correct, that as soon as the last day of the term comes, or last day of the term of Naziris comes, we say Mixas Yom Kekula, and the only reason, as we said, you have to wait 7 days is to wait till you become tar. So why do you wait 30? Why does Rebbe Lezer say here 30 days? Nis to Shava. And if you're going to say Rebbe Lezer does not apply the concept of Mixas Yom Kekula, so then he should be treated like somebody who became a Nazir during his period of Naziris. And somebody becomes a Nazir during his period of Naziris, we know that Halacha tells him they has to redo the entire term. Answers the Gemara, Loyal and Loyal Marine Mixas Yom Kekula. He does not hold Mixas Yom Kekula. If that's the case, so then it should be treated as the Gemara, like someone who became Tamei during his term of Naziris, where the halacha is, list the kulay, he should have to redo the entire term after he becomes tahor and brings the kabbonis that a nazir tamei has to bring. Amar Reish Lakish, Hana Tam de Beleza, Damakra Zois, Torah a nazir, Belois, Beyoy, Melois, Yimei Nizra, Hatara Amra, there's a special rule in the Torah, says the Gemara, there's a special rule in the Torah, Nitme Beyoy, Melois, that if you become tamei on the last on the last day of your term of Naziris, what you need to do is Tein Loi Tiras Nazir. You have to repeat just the Stam Naziris, the average Naziris of 30 days. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying now, it has nothing to do with Mixas Yom Kekulay. It's a special halacha. It's a special halacha that that the Torah taught us that if you become Tamei on the last day, you only have to make up 30 days. So there's two questions. According to this, why indeed, asked Tosfos, does Rebbe Lezer not apply here the concept of Mixas Yom Kekulay? So Tosfos answers, here with referring to a situation, says Tosfos, where the person said explicitly he's keeping this entire 100 days. Meyi Yomim Shleimim. When somebody says Meyi Yomim Shleimim, we obviously cannot apply the concept of Mixas Yom Kekulay. So if that's the case, ask Tosfos another question. We're learning now a new explanation in Rebbe Lezer. Rabbi Elazar says there's a special pasuk in the Torah that if you become tamei on the last day of your term of Naziris, you don't have to repeat the entire amount of days. You only have to keep 30 days. But when didn't we learn earlier in the Mishnah, in that Mishnah, and earlier in our Shir today, asked Tosfos, that if somebody became tamei on day 30, he has to keep 7 days. Why should he only keep 37 days, but not, he should have to keep 30 days? Says the Gemara, says Tosfos, that the pasuk that we're learning from, that if you become tamei on the last day, you have to keep another 30 days. That's only, says Tosfos, in a case where it's not a stam naziris. A stam naziris, as we learned in our Mishnah, is when you say hareni nazir, and the Mishnah taught us that the halach is that when somebody says hareni nazir, he's tamei for 30 days. That's, he's a nazir for 30 days. There we don't have this halacha that you have to make up. You have to make up 30 days. There halacha is that all you have to do, and I think maybe what Tosfos means to say is, we're actually going to apply the concept of the mixus yom kikulay. Only in a case where he said, I'm going to be a nazir for 100 full days. So it's more than the regular stam naziris. There is a special din in the Torah that if you become tamei in the last day, you only have to make up 30 days. Says the Gemara. So we've been learning a machlokes about Pada and Ramasna, how we know Stam Naziris is Lama Joim. So Gemara wants to suggest the Lemaka Tanoi, it's connected to another Machloikas Tanoim. The Pasuk says, Koyimei Neda Nizri Tal O Yaval Roshoi Ad Melois Hayoma Shiyaz L'Hashem. The Torah says that during Ad Melois Hayomim, the Shemani, we always know that Yom Meet Yomim, when the Torah uses the word Yomim, it must mean at least 2 days, because the minimum number of a plural is 2. Tamaloimer. So we would say that a person who takes on a stam naziris maybe only needs to be a nazir for 2 days. Tamaloimer gadol kodesh yir gadol pe'er seh roshoi ven gidol sah pachas mishloishim. So we see that we're following the halacha that a naziris is 30 days, like the word yir, divrei Rabbi Yoshiya, which is very much consistent, which is very much consistent with what Rav Masna said. Rav Yoyin is ma enet sarach. We don't have to rely on the pasuk kodesh yia. Harei ayma ad malay se yomim. Ve'i elu hen yomim shetzrichon lamalis. What are the days that we have to complete to get to number 30? Have ayma shloishim. Because we know a Jewish month sometimes is 29 days and sometimes is 30 days. And as the Mefarshim explained, we know that actually the Jewish months are connected to the new moon, and the new moon appears after approximately 29 and a half days. But a Chodesh cannot be in the middle of a day, and therefore some months are 29-day months, and some days and are 30-day months. So we see that a 29 and a half day month sometimes has to be filled up to 30. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara wants to suggest that these two machloikasin, the machloikas that we just learned of Rabbi Yonasan, is connected to the machloikas of Apada and Mamasna. My lav, Ramasna the Omer, Stam Nazir Shloishim Yoim, is going to go like Rabbi Yoshiya, that we use the word Yia to teach us that it's 30 days. And that's what the Gemara, even though I saw that the Rishonim ask, Rabbi Yoshiya really isn't connecting it to the Yia, the Gematria of Yia. Rabbi Yoshiya is connecting it to the Gadol Ser, that until your hair grows long. And Gadol Ser is after 30 days. So Rabbeinu Paritz answers, how do we know that the Shir of Gidol Ser is 30 days? Where do we know that from? So he says, the way Rabbi Yoshiya knows it is because he learns from the Gematria of the word Yia. So he's very much connected, suggests the Gemara, to Rav Masna's limud of Yia. And Bapada the Omer, 29 days, Kreb Yonison, because you'd have the 29 days that you now have to be mashlim with the 30th day of Rish, like we have by Rish Chodesh. Amalch Ramasna, Lekul Amish Lashmina. Ramasna is not ready to accept that. Everybody agrees that Naziris is 30 days. V'achva ad ba'ad ba'klal. When the Torah says, I'm going to do something until a certain time, is that last time included? Rashi saw ad ba'ad ba'klal, loy ad ba'klal. And therefore, ad malois doesn't include the 30th day. And the only reason, and the only way we can know that the Naziris includes the 30th day, is because the Pasuk used the word yiya. Rav Yonasan saw ad ba'ad ba'klal. And therefore, just based on Yoim Malois alone is enough to make it that the Naziris is 30 days. Amar Mar. Eile Yomim, the Gemara goes back to what we just learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Eile Yomim Shetzricha Lamalis, what is the number we have to reach? Shloishim. And that's how we know that the Naziris, since the Torah uses these words regarding the Naziris ad Yoim Malois, it's an indication that the Naziris is 30 days. Ask the Gemara, maybe Shabbos. Maybe it means a week and 7 days. Ask the Gemara, B'Shabbos Meika Chisrusa. When we speak about a week, every week is 7 days, 7 24-hour days. So there's no need to fill them up, Melois. Maybe Shana. But ask the Gemara, maybe it's a year. Because there are years that have more days, and there are years that have less days. Depending on how the months are set up, how many months are 29-day months, and how many days are 30-day months, the year could be 300, the lunar year could be 350 days, it could be 354 days, or it could be 355 days. So maybe it means a year, because a year sometimes is not consistent with the number. Another pshat that I saw is some years have 12 months and some years have 13 months. Answers the Gemara, when we speak about a year, we don't count the year in the units of days. When we count the year, the unit that's used to count the year is months. We don't count it by days. That when we want to speak about counting how long a year is, the Torah doesn't use days as the unit of counting. Rather, the Torah uses months as the unit of counting, because the Torah in Parashas Bo'i, she says, "B'chotshe Hashanim," and the Torah is teaching us, "Chadoshim Chashvim L'Shanim." We use months as the unit to make a year for the Yom L'Shanim. So the Pasuk cannot be speaking about a year, because the Pasuk is speaking about days, in the amount of days that we count to get to a Nazir's term, and years are not counted with days. And therefore, that's not what it can mean. There's an interesting question that the Shas HaTshuvas Yehuda Allah asks. What's the halacha if somebody made a pinyan aben a day before they were supposed to make the pinyan aben? Does he have to redo it or not? So he quotes the opinion of the Bach and Shach that if 29 and a half days passed, and we just learned that the pinyan that after 29 and a half days, the month is really over. So the halacha is the pinyan aben has to be done after Chodesh. And after 29 and a half days, technically, it's considered that a Chodesh has passed, a month has passed, and you would not have to redo the pinyan aben. The Magen Avraham and the Chacham Tzvi disagrees. You have to have a full 30 days. And a raya to that opinion, says Rabbi Yehuda Asad, is what we just learned in our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Yomim Shetzrichim Ma'alois, to make a month into 30 days. So we see that a month is considered 30 days, and if it's less than 30 days, it's not considered as a pinyan aben passed. And therefore he concludes that not only is that the opinion of the Magen Avraham, the Chacham Tzvi, but he says that that also is the opinion of the Brikei Yosef and the Panim Meiris, that if you made a pinyan aben before full 30 days have passed, then the halacha is that it's not considered a proper pidyon haben.